The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action. Listening to Four Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp with us tonight here on the radio as we have Fort Recovery basketball, Fort Recovery battling the Tri-Village Patriots this evening. Tri-Village is 6-0 on the year, and Fort Recovery at 4-2 on the campaign. Dave, should be a great game tonight.
Well, we don't know much about them. We didn't really have a chance to get to talk to the coach here this evening, and we didn't get to talk to one of the assistants. And he said, yeah, he said, you know, they'd like to run and gun a little bit. They have no seniors in their roster, which is pretty impressive to be 6-0. I will go over the starters real quick. Dalton DeLong is a 6-foot sophomore. He's going to be starting probably in the one position. Wilson Suggs, a 6'1" sophomore. Josh Scotland is a 6'6" junior. Lane Sarver is a 6'6" junior. And Justin Finkbein is a 6'5 sophomore. That's a pretty heck of a starting class right here. Young guys against a bunch of seniors. We'll see what we can do against them. For the Indians, Rob, we got Regan Martin. He'll be starting in probably the two spot. Owen Judy's probably going to be doing our ball handling. We got Cale Rammel, Dylan Evers, and, of course, the big guy in the middle, Brian Benn. We are going to be missing Derek Judy this evening. He still has his, concussion protocols, huh?
Yes, he is going to be out for tonight. He's in his street clothes, so he will not be playing this evening. That'll be a definite handicap for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, for sure. You know, at least we got one game under our belt without him there against Anzonia, and we were lucky enough to pick up that victory. But I got a feeling against a little more height there, it might be a little harder.
We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this break.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're coming to you on pay-per-view tonight. And also, if you know someone who would like to listen to the game, but they don't want to go the pay-per-view route, there is another link on the FortRecoveryRadio.com website that you can just click on and get the audio portion of the broadcast. Again, that's FortRecoveryRadio.com. And click on the link there that says, I think it says Sports Stream 2, WPGW Sports Stream 2 at the top of the home page. And you can hear the audio. So if you know somebody who would like to hear the game but they don't want to pay the pay-per-view, there you go. And the girls are playing at Wapakoneta tonight, so they're on the normal FortRecoveryRadio.com streaming. Here we go. The tap goes to Tri-Village, and we're underway. Our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. with locations in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, Union City, Indiana, Kalp Pharmacy, celebrating their 40th anniversary. And the Indians are sitting back in their zone defense, and Tri-Village now puts the ball in play. They're going to have to shoot well to beat this zone tonight.
Yeah, we saw on Saturday night the way we can spread our zone out and make you make baskets, and I think that's what we're looking to do here this evening.
Dave Kalp again alongside myself, Rob Weaver, here for the Fort Recovery Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery Tri-Village, a non-conference game here tonight.
Very patient so far, aren't they?
They are so far. Nothing inside. The Indians have that totally bottled up. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. And his staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Yeah, Tri-Village tried to get behind us on the defense with an alley-oop, and Indians intercepted that.
Snuffed it out a little bit, then we did a good job on that. Nice job on the Indian defense. Great pass in there to Cale Rammel.
Cale Rammel is wide open, and Dylan Evers finds him for the layup. And the Indians lead 2-0 here in the early going. Fort Recovery setting up in their zone defense here. Tri-Village just passing the ball around. Indians were defeated in the JV game tonight. We'll tell you about that at halftime. It was not close. Here's an inside shot up and good by Tri-Village by Josh Scantlin. Scantlin scoring to make it 2-2. On the other hand, the girls beat Wapakoneta tonight in junior varsity play, 38-31. So congratulations to the Lady Indians winning the JV contest, 38-31. Inside to Brian Benn. Oh, he was open and almost had an easy layup, but Scantlin saved the day for Tri-Village and knocked the ball away from him at the last moment.
I would say RJ County, or our junior varsity girls, got to be creeping close to 500, Rob. Not sure what their record is, but they got to be getting close.
There's Brian Benn inside. It's blocked. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Owen Judy to K.O. Rammel on the left to Regan Martin. There's Dylan Evers, top of the key to Brian Benn. Right side to Owen Judy. Out to Regan. He'll fire and hit. Regan Martin cans one to make it 5-2.
Well, that was a pretty shot. Nice high arch on that. And nothing but string music.
Here's a three-pointer by Tri-Village. It's up and no good by Lane Sarver. Rebounds fought for, and Cale Rammel comes out of the pile with the ball. Cale will pass down to Owen Judy in the middle to Brian Benn. It's up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Tri-Village. They knocked the ball. They blocked the shot, but in so doing, they committed a personal foul. Don't forget about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver a prescription to you on your prescriptions on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Up and no good off the back of the rim for Brian Benn. He'll have one more, and it is no good. Rebounds battled for, picked up by Tri-Village. Dalton DeLong comes up with the basketball. Right side on the wing, back outside to DeLong. DeLong again backing up to the center circle. Fort Recovery in their zone defense. Here's a cross-court pass in the corner. Three-point shot is no good by DeLong. Rebound up and in by Wilson Suggs underneath. Wilson Suggs gets the rebound. Tri-Village has a young coach out there, and they're off to a 6-0 start this year. They have been on top of the world here in recent days, years.
Sure. That's for sure. They've had a great program going over there in Tri-Village.
Tri-Village boys and girls have been doing outstanding.
Absolutely.
Regan Martin right side for Fort Recovery out to Brian Benn. Brian will pass. Well, he's trying to. Over to Cale Rammel. Rammel drives to the top of the key. Left to Regan Martin, who is absolutely wide open, but he can't hit the shot. And a foul's going to be called on Owen Judy. I mean, absolutely nobody within 20 feet of him.
He did a good job of moving around there without the ball, and they did a good, nice job of finding him open, and he just couldn't knock that one down.
Junior varsity score, by the way, for the boys was Tri-Village 54, Fort Recovery 34. And it was the girls defeating Wapakoneta 38-31. Left side shot is good. There's a three-point basket for Lane Sarver. There is not a single senior on this Tri-Village team, and they're off to a 6-0 start.
Pretty impressive. That's setting up for a heck of a season this year and next.
Shot by Gavin Toby's no good. Rebound Owen Judy. Judy dribbling, passing back outside. On the left it goes to Judy. Back out top to Regan Martin. Right side to Kale Rammel. On the wing to Gavin Toby. Toby back out to Clay Smits, who's in the lineup here.
Yeah, nice to see Smitty in there tonight.
He played just a little bit the other night. Hardly, but about 2 minutes maybe. Outside, Clay hurt his shoulder in the Monroe Central game, and now he hurt it again.
Yep, sure did.
He hurt it again. He's going to come out of the game.
No doubt about it.
He's not ready yet. Timeout's called for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment as Clay Smits will have to leave the contest.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Dover Kitkalp Pharmacy has their Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you know of someone who needs handicap medical equipment, they have it all. And if they don't have it for some reason, they can get it. Handicap Medical Equipment available in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, owned and operated by Kalp Pharmacy. So Clay Smits is out of the lineup. And guess what? Gavin Toby must have come back in.
Yeah, Gavin's still in there, and I think there's a steal.
Steal by Tri-Village. Down they come. It's good, and a foul is going to be called on Kale Rammel. On the steal was Justin Finkbein, F-I-N-K-B-I-N-E. Finkbein at the line.
Yeah, that's not what we wanted to see out of the big number 12, old Schmitty there. He tweaked it, and... not good.
Up and no good, I should say. It's a 9-5 now after Finkbein's layup. Fort Recovery with the ball. Gavin Toby on the left to Owen Judy. Judy back outside to K.O. Rammel. Yeah, you know, he spent that much time off, and he was off several games, and he still hurts it right off the bat. There's some serious problem there.
I think you're right.
We may not see a whole lot of Clay this year. Right side to Kale Rammel. Rammel top of the key to Gavin Toby. Pops a shot.
Short.
And it's way short. Fouls on Owen Judy. No?
I think he just got out of bounds. I think he just tripped and the ball went out of bounds.
Looked like he was pointing at Owen, but he was just pointing at the boundary line, I guess, the end line. Coach of Tri-Village is Josh Sagister. Or Sagister, I don't know how he pronounces
Sagister,
it.
Sagister, I think is what it is.
Sagister. Of course, Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians right now. Tri-Village leading 9-5 in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. 1:50 to go here in the quarter. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp with the action tonight. Pass over in the right corner, back outside it goes. Back on the left, Sagister. Top of the key to Dalton DeLong. DeLong's only a sophomore. Back outside, bound low, back outside again. DeLong with the basketball, guarded by Owen Judy. Left side to Lane Sarver. Back over to Sarver on the wing. He starts to drive, but...
we're doing a nice job with that zone. We are.
Dylan Evers shuts him off, but there's a shot up and good.
It was Finkbein that made that one.
Finkbein?
Yep.
50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Indians are trailing 11-5. There's a open shot by Regan Martin. It's off to the left side. No good. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Back up and good.
And it crashes boards.
Got in there and beat us at the boards. Josh Scantlin scoring on the rebound basket, and he is fouled on the play.
That's twice now. They're crashing the boards. We're not looking to get a body on anybody, and they're just finding the alleys going right in, and that was a nice play by him.
Cale Rammel was called for the foul. That's his second. The free throw is good. And all of a sudden, Tri-Village is leading Fort Recovery 14-5. Not a happy start here to the game, and we lose Clay Smits on top of everything. Regan Martin with the basketball. Goes down to the left, feeds on the wing and the corner to Cale Rammel, who drives baseline, and he has the ball knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Here comes the inbounds pass from Owen Judy. Lobs it to Brian Benn. Back to Judy. Outside to Regan Martin. It's tipped by Finkbein, and we've got a foul called on Regan Martin.
I think he had a great plan there. I think what his game was is to maybe get them to touch that ball so he can get another hand on it, but he pushed a little bit too hard.
Wilson Suggs will toss it in. Wilson Suggs. In the backcourt it goes. 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Here's a shot up and no good on a backdoor play, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Beat us on the backdoor play again. Lane Sarver. They like to do that, don't they?
Second time in the first quarter here. I tell you, they're patient with that ball. They wait for the right time. A nice play.
That foul was on Regan Martin. Free throws up and good. Makes it 15-5 now, the score. He will have one more here. Up and off the back of the rim. No good. And a foul is going to be called on Tri-Village. They're going to whistle that one on Josh Scantlin with 1.6 seconds to go. Of course, we'll have to take it out at the far end, so not much of a chance at a good percentage shot here, obviously. They're not pressing us at all here.
No, but we got to get a shot off quick, Cale.
There's Cale Rammel. He got the shot off, but it's way off the mark. High on the backboard and off to the left. And the first quarter comes to a disappointing end. Fort Recovery trailing the Tri-Village Patriots by a score of 15-5 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on this December the 22nd. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Proud to be celebrating their 40th anniversary. That's Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back with quarter number two in just a moment.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Bubba updated me on the JV record at Fort Recovery over at Wapakoneta. They're now 4-5 with that win over Wapak tonight. There's a turnover on the Indians. How many turnovers do we have tonight?
We got four already. They got zero. Scoreboard shows it.
15-5, Indians trailing
wide
here.
Open.
Oh, wide open. Finkbein, and he scored. And the Indians need to get their act together here in a hurry.
Well, that press right there, we cannot let that guy get behind us.
17-5 score. Owen Judy right side to Regan Martin. Martin looking back outside to Owen Judy. Left to Brian Benn. Benn dribbling the basketball. Feeds to Dylan Evers. Evers out top to K.O. Rammel. And Coach Jim Melton wants time. Coach Melton, obviously not a happy guy.
I'm sure not.
Timeout with the Indians trailing 17-5 here in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, the score is 17-5. Indians down by 12. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
We got to get her going here, Rob. We're down 12 points here. See what the coach made a change on.
Pass comes in to Owen Judy. Indians had Tri-Village kind of buffaloed early on with the zone defense, but boy, they figured it out in a hurry.
Yes, they did.
Here's Dylan Evers' three-point shot. Oh, in and out. We needed that very badly.
Three-fourths of the way down, wasn't it?
Rebound comes down to Justin Finkbein. Yes, it was close. Close, but not in there. Tri-Village works it around the perimeter. Now they try to go inside, and they lost it. K.O. Rammel picks it up. Here's Regan Martin
laying it in.
K.O. Rammel gets the assist, hitting Regan Martin, who was streaking to the basket, and he got the layup, making it 17-7 now. Indians finally get off that five. There's traveling.
That was traveling, Rob.
They missed the shot inside.
That's traveling
again.
There we go. We got it a second time.
In there now, that's Ty Linkus.
Back-to-back turnovers for the Patriots.
Number 25 for those of you watching on pay-per-view.
We switch to that 1-3-1.
Probably can't see their numbers very well on pay-per-view unless you were looking at the backside. The front side's pretty hard to see.
It is tough.
Owen Judy with the basketball, left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbles. Owen Judy fires a three, does not go. Rebound, K.O. Rammel. Back out to Regan Martin. Sidesteps one defensive player, backs it up now. Dylan Evers over to Regan. Regan dribbling the basketball, right side to Brian Benn. Around the horn, on the left to K.O. Rammel. Back out top, Dylan Evers. Right side, Regan Martin. The three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes to Dylan Evers. Over to Regan Martin. Went through his hands, but he saved it. 17-7. Indians behind by 10 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Regan Martin fakes the shot, dribbles in, tries to find Brian Benn underneath, and he threw it out of bounds.
Great idea. Great idea. Had him down there, but just threw a little bit too hard and a little bit too high.
A little out of his reach.
Yep.
Hey, how about those Cincinnati Bengals? Hey, they played for real last night, huh?
Who was wearing those uniforms last night?
Right side it goes for Tri-Village, Lane Sarver. Around the horn, now top of the key, back underneath. It's up and good. Scoring on the play was Finkbein for Tri-Village. He has 8 points now. He's their big gun so far. 19-7, Indians down by 12. Regan Martin inside to Dylan Evers, back out to Martin. Martin in between the circles. On the left it goes to K.O. Rammel. Now there's Evers to Regan Martin.
I'll tell you what, if you notice, every time we pump fake, these guys are in the air, and I think we can get them in foul trouble if we just pay attention to that. And
Shot is missed by the Indians. Regan Martin, it's 19-7. And Tri-Village with the ball. They almost lost it there. Here's a tip by Regan Martin, and Kale Rammel comes up with the basketball. Give Regan credit for the steal there. Cross-court pass to Dylan Evers, back to Kale Rammel. Inside to Brian Benn, knocked away, but Owen Judy saves it. Around the horn it goes, on the left to Dylan Evers.
Shoot that baby, Dylan.
Evers dribbling the ball, back out to Benn. Now right side to Owen Judy. 3:44 remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. A foul is called on Tri-Village. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. New Holland, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. Regan Martin with the ball, so we put the ball back in play. 3:33 remaining on the scoreboard clock in the second quarter. Back outside to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbling to the right. Feeds off to Regan Martin. Now he goes inside to Benn.
There we go.
And Benn is fouled on the play as he tried to go up for the layup. Got hit in the face, it looks like.
Yeah, he's blinking his eye a little bit. Might have got poked in the eye a little bit.
Here's the shot up and no good by Brian Benn. Gavin Toby comes in, and Dylan Evers will leave. Now, I've watched this team for a long time, several years. And Rammel can shoot the ball. Owen can shoot the ball. Regan can shoot the ball. We can't get it to go in, though.
Nope, can't make it tonight. But Kale's got to take a shot. Kale's had a couple open looks. He hasn't taken them.
Owen's not taking many shots either.
Yep, he took one so far.
Foul's called on Fort Recovery. It goes back to Tri-Village. Left side, inside. Underneath it goes. Shots up and good. Finkbein does it again. He's got 10 points now. Justin Finkbein, F-I-N-K-B-I-N-E. Regan Martin on the left side. Gavin Toby right to Owen Judy. Dribbles, pops the shot, got it.
There we go,
Owen. Owen Judy, a nice jump shot from right at the edge of the free throw line, making it 21-10 now. Down to 2:32. Tri-Village milking the clock here, taking advantage of their big lead.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they're going to say, well, you guys are going to sit back here in that zone. Guess what? You're down 11 points.
Now Fort Recovery comes out a bit, and we have timeout called by Tri-Village. Timeout Tri-Village, 2:13 remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. It's Tri-Village 21 and the Indians of Fort Recovery 10.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Indians trailing Tri-Village 21-10. It's been a very disappointing offensive first half of play. That's
struggle
for sure.
Struggle right now. Bubba said that girls are up 16-6 at the end of the first quarter in Wapak.
Way to go, gals. With the ball here is Dalton DeLong. He'll pass over on the right side to Wilson Suggs. Suggs back out to DeLong, top of the key. Now to Finkbein along the edge of the lane. He dribbles and brings it back out. Feeds over to Suggs. Again, that's Wilson Suggs. All these kids are underclassmen. They don't have a single senior on this team. Ooh, there's a collision. No call. And the ball goes out of bounds, they say, off of Regan Martin.
It was a good job by Regan. He backed up, got position, and just kind of went off his chest.
So tossing it in here is going to be Lane Sarver. Sarver goes outside to Ty Alinkas. Now on the left it goes to Sarver again. Sarver brings it back out. Center circle, hooks a pass in along the lane, back outside. Right side to Sarver. He drives against Toby and he misses. Rebound, Owen Judy. And Kale Rammel traveled with the ball. He knew he did.
Yeah, he certainly did. Turnover number 6 for the Tribe.
But we could have used that.
Yeah, we just need to get some mojo, you know. We're just kind of hanging in there. We've been down 10, 11, 12, 13.
Tri-Village really controlling the pace of the game right now. Wilson Suggs backs it up to the center circle. Looking for a teammate. And here's stolen by Toby. Toby to Regan Martin, who lays it in. Gavin Toby on the steal, and Regan Martin lays it in to cut it under 10. That's what we wanted to do, get it under 10 by halftime.
Absolutely. Way to keep working on defense. Nice back door.
Oh, wow. Beautiful play by Tri-Village. Scoring on the backdoor play was Lane Sarver. Takes it 23-12. Here's Gavin Toby on the left side. Regan Martin pops a 3. Goes. Regan Martin makes it 23-15 now. Tri-Village with the ball, and they're going to take the last shot if they can. Left side, the same play again. The reverse layup is no good this time. Rebound comes to Regan Martin.
That's a foul.
He has it knocked out of his hands. Martin got it back. He fires, and no good at the horn. Well, that would have made it very interesting had he hit that one.
Quite a mess there for a second or two.
23-15, the Indians see some life here in the last couple of minutes. Cut the lead down to 8 points. 23-15, Tri-Village on top here at the end of the first half of play. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our, again, second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard. From K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Merry Christmas to you and your family from K&L. Dave and I will be back with the halftime stats for you coming up here in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, it's been kind of a rough first half. The Indians on the short end of the stick here, trailing Tri-Village 23-15.
Yeah.
Tri-Village is an outstanding team, don't get me wrong. 6-0 on the year. But the Indians are, too, with their 4-2 record. Again, we're without Derek Judy tonight. He's still recovering from his concussion the other night. And Clay Smits is probably not going to play. He was in there for a little bit and right off the bat hurt his shoulder again.
Can't imagine we see him back in this game, Rob. I the way he winced there, I just think he had he tweaked it again, and everything that's been healed has been damaged again. So hopefully not, but sure didn't look good, did it?
Yeah,
looks
well. I think the question is it going to require something more strenuous than what's been going on?
Than just rest, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Have you heard that he hurt that at another time besides?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. I did talk to his dad a little bit, and he thought that, you know, it was healing good, and I asked him if he's in constant pain, and he said no, not at all. He said he said he never really bothered him unless he, you know, tweaked it a little bit. So potentially, you know, maybe that's all it was, but we'll find out. We'll find out over time. But I do have a few stats for us, Rob.
Take it away.
For the Patriots, they're led by Justin Finkbein. He's got 10 points, followed by Lane Sarver with 7. Josh Scotland has 5. Wilson Suggs has 2. And they ended up with 5 turnovers in the first half. They are 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And, you know, leading by 8. For the Indians, we are led by Regan Martin. He's got 10. Owen Judy's got a couple. Cale Rammel with a pair. And Benny, he is trailing here. We need to get Benny on the board more. He's got 1 point. And we are 1-for-4 from the free throw line, and that would be Mr. Brian Benn. We had 7 turnovers in the first half, and I've got us kind of, you know, I think we're kind of leading the rebounds. I can't keep track of all of them, but they crashed the boards earlier. But, man, we kind of stiffened up a little bit, and now we're kind of controlling the boards. So we'll see how the second half goes and what kind of changes Coach does for us. But it was certainly a nice little spurt. We could have been down 15 real easy at half.
Yes, we could have been. In fact, it looked like we were going to be.
Yes, but it was leading that way for sure.
Again, a little bit of life coming to the team here in the last couple of minutes and cutting that lead down to 8 points. In the junior varsity game, we were kind of thumped in that one, I hate to say it. It was 8-4, Tri-Village on top after 1. They led by 6 at halftime, 19-13. Then the roof fell in the third quarter as Tri-Village outscored us 22-7 to take a 41-20 lead after 3. And the final score was Tri-Village 54, Fort Recovery 34. Indians were led in scoring by Rex Leverett with 9 points. He had 2 three-point baskets, a 2, and was 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for his 9. 8 points for Landon Post. He had a 2 and a 3 and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for 8 points for Landon. Chipping in with 8 points also was Caleb Evers. He had 4 two-point baskets. They were all rebound baskets underneath. Also, it was Riggs Toby with 5 points, a 3-point goal, and a 2-point goal. And then chipping in with 2 apiece, Reese Guggenbiller and Ross Pearson. They each had a 2-point basket. Again, Leverett with 9, 8 apiece for Landon Post and Caleb Evers as the junior varsity. I think they dropped to 3-4 now on the year with that loss tonight, 54-34 to the Tri-Village Patriots. In the girls' junior varsity game, the Lady Indians ended up winning 38-31. Callie Wendell had 9 points to lead the way, 7 for Grace Guggenbiller, 7 for Kenzie Garkey, 6 for Mara Pearson, 5 for Elizabeth Allig, and 2 apiece for Alex Wendell and also Sage Luthold. Again, Callie Wendell with 9 and Grace Guggenbiller 7 and Kenzie Garkey 7 to lead the junior varsity girls. They are 4-5 on the season now. And they're playing at Wapakoneta tonight. So they beat Wapakoneta, the big school. And
the Redskins.
Yes. They're not pansies like
the Indians, like the Cleveland Indians.
No, like, well, the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Redskins. And
yeah. That's what.
Now, really,
one of the boys works for me in Washington, beat the Steelers, and he's a big Steelers fan. And I said, that's like the Globetrotters getting beat by the Generals. It's about what it's like.
Yeah, I am sorry, but I see nothing wrong with the nickname Indians.
I really
don't see anything wrong with the nickname Indians. You can send your hate mail to me if you want. But I see nothing wrong with the nickname Indians. Now, Redskins, yeah, maybe so. And, you know, you're never going to get St. Henry to change their...
No, heavens no.
It's always going to be the St. Henry Redskins.
You know, we've got so many of them. We've got Fort Laramie, you got Walpock, you got St. Henry, and you know, Union City's the Indians, we're the Indians. I mean, I mean, I have to agree with you, Rob. I mean, I think it's getting a little silly, and but what do we know, right? I don't know.
You know, I just never thought I would see the day when they would be pulling down some of these historic statues like they have been doing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
You know,
they took another one down. I saw in the, I think it was in the Capitol building, Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and that's something. I mean, that's just that's. I mean, it's history, right? I mean, that's
well, that's the part about it. It's history, you know. And
it's history.
You know, those gentlemen are long gone, and they did great things for their causes. And yes, some of the causes were not so good, but.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of sad to see history being destroyed like that.
Well, nothing. It really bugged me to watch a lot of the statues and stuff get pulled over here this summer, and it's just amazing.
Well, I was at a meeting the other day for one of the area cities that I cover, and they were trying to decide when to have their Columbus Day meeting, because their meeting fell on Columbus Day, and I said, well, just give Congress a couple of months, there won't be any more Columbus Day.
And that's true.
I bet you. You watch and see.
You know, I heard, and I'm sure it was probably rumors, but they were talking about Columbus, Ohio changing their name, you know? Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, what? So, whatever.
Well, anyway, we're here in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You betcha.
Proud to be here. And we have the Fort Recovery Indians battling the Tri-Village Patriots tonight. 23-15, Tri-Village will have the ball to start the third quarter. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Tri-Village missed two shots. Rebound, big Brian Benn gets the rebound. Indians have the basketball. Left side to Kale Rammel, back outside to Regan Martin.
Just need a quick start, you know? Let's win the first couple, 3-4 minutes here of this third quarter and see what happens.
Here's Kale Rammel on a jump shot. Won't go. Rebound, Dylan Evers.
Get in there, Dylan.
And it won't go for him either. Rebound. That would have cut the lead down to 6, but we couldn't get it to go. Inside to Tri-Village, and the
block.
Ball is knocked out of bounds.
Good job.
They're going to call a jump ball.
That was a great block by Owen.
And it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. OJ did that, huh?
Yeah, he got his hand right on it. That was a great block by Owen. He got up and put it back at him.
Owen Judy brings it down. Left side to K.O. Rammel. Here's Dylan Evers back to K.O. Regan Martin right side to Owen Judy into Brian Benn. Back outside, Dylan Evers fires a three.
Dylan.
Doesn't go. Rebound. Got, what's the deal here? Foul?
I'm thinking it might have been. He might have been out of. Yeah.
Called a foul on.
Called a foul on number 4 for Tri-Village.
Yep. Wilson Suggs gets called for the foul. Brian Benn gets the inbounds pass back out to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball way out of the angle. Now he starts dribbling in, feeds off to Owen Judy. Kale Rammel to Brian Benn inside. Turns, fires, and connects.
Good for him.
Brian Benn gets the basket. That cuts the lead to 6 points, 23-17. We've got some life here.
He was double-teamed. He was double-teamed. He still got that basket to go, and their coach was furious.
Here's a pass down low for Sarver.
That's charge.
Here's a drive. And
absolutely. Good job, Dylan.
Foul's going to be called on Finkbein, Justin Finkbein. So the Indians have the ball back again, and we could cut this lead down to 4 points here. We have ourselves a ball game now.
We're back in the ball game, Rob.
Well, I didn't know there for a while. We really stunk up the court. Owen Judy with the ball on the left to Regan Martin. Open from three. Yeah. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound comes to Finkbein for Tri-Village. Now here they come, the Patriots. Dalton DeLong all the way down to Sarver, and he drives, and he's fouled. This is going to be on Dylan Evers.
Yeah, Dylan had a good job. He cut him off once, and then he did the same thing and just got around him a little bit, and he had to nudge him. Got a little hip into him.
At the free throw line, Lane Sarver, he puts it up and good. Welcome to you folks listening on pay-per-view tonight. Or if you're listening on the second streamer on FortRecoveryRadio.com, which there's a link on the FortRecoveryRadio.com homepage to get to the just the audio version of the game. Free throws are good.
8 points now for the Sarver kid.
25-17. This is really the Sarver-Finkbein show tonight.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Regan Martin out front with the basketball. Gives over to Owen Judy, right side to K.O. Rammel. Rammel will dribble, pass to Brian Benn, top of the key. Left side to Dylan Evers, goes down low to Kale, back out to Owen Judy. Right side, inside to Brian Benn, and he feeds back out to Dylan Evers, who guns a three. It doesn't go. And tipped by Brian Benn, but it goes out of bounds. Dylan can't catch up with it in time.
I'll tell you what, looks like they're clobbering Benny when he gets that ball in there. We're working our butt off trying to get that ball down low to him, and they just double-team him, and he's struggling in there tonight.
Tri-Village with the basketball. Sarver, a fall-away shot, can't get it to go. Rebound, Brian Benn. Here's Kale Rammel bringing the ball up the court. Right side it goes to Dylan Evers. He'll go into the lane. Now feeds. Oh, he threw it away. Intercepted by the Patriots, and going all the way down and laying it in was Finkbein. Justin Finkbein with his 12th point of the night. 4:35 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Indians with the ball. Here's a drive. And it's up and no good, and a blocked shot goes out of bounds off of Tri-Village. Hey, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, you were saying?
And I think mine, not only can he score, but he can jump. That was a nice block by him.
Gavin Toby over to Regan Martin, back out to Gavin. Gavin on the left to Owen Judy. Again, we're playing without Derek Judy tonight. And there's Gavin Toby putting a shot up. It's blocked and out of bounds. It will be given to Fort Recovery. Derek hit his head really hard in the latter part of the Parkway game on Friday, and he is still sitting out for concussion protocol. Regan Martin. And we're playing without Clay Smits tonight as well. Timeout is called by Coach Jim Melton. 4:09 left to go here in the third quarter. It's a 10-point game, 27-17. Indians down by 10 here in the third quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver back here with Dave Kalp at the Fortside Fieldhouse doing the Indian boys game tonight. Right side to Gavin Toby. Next up for the Fort Recovery boys on Monday night. This coming Monday, we will play Delphus Jefferson right here on Monday night. Join us for the broadcast. Kale Rammel right side to Owen Judy. Judy will feed Brian Benn in between the circles. On the left side it goes to Gavin Toby. Right side now, there is Regan Martin. He'll drive in, it's up, and no good, and there's a foul called on Tri-Village. That's going to be whistled on which one?
I don't know. I'm thinking it might be Finkbein. Yeah, it was Finkbein.
Justin Finkbein picks up the foul. At the line, Regan Martin. Come on, Regan.
We're headed down to six.
No good off the back of the rim.
Girls are up 26-9 at halftime, Rob.
Wow. Way to put it to them. We don't beat Wapakoneta like that very often. Game's not over, but
right.
This one's no good also.
We are officially 1-for-6 from the free throw line.
If we would have had those 5 points, it'd be 27-22.
Mm-hmm.
Tri-Village with the ball. Here's a shot. No good from the right side. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. Here's Sarver firing from the free throw line, and he connects. Lane Sarver. And now stolen nice. By Sarver. He'll come down. He'll put it up. No good. Rebound on the deck. Picked up by Tri-Village. On the wing it goes. Sarver with it. Lane Sarver back out top. There's Dalton DeLong. He'll drive in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Just kind of forced his way in there when there wasn't anywhere to go.
Right. Turnover number 8 on the Tri-Village Patriots.
29-17. We had the lead down to 6, and now it's back up to 12 again. Kale Ramel hands off to Owen Judy on the right. Judy goes top of the key. Bounce pass over to Regan Martin on the left. Martin feeds it to Brian Benn. Right side to Kale Ramel. Ramel back to Benn. Stops, fakes, fires, hits.
That's got to be a foul.
Brian Benn connects. We'll take the basket, though.
We'll take the bucket, but
29-19 the score now. Wilson Suggs will pass off, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Tri-Village. A turnover on the Patriots.
Picked her right out of bounds. We'll take it. Come on, boys. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Let's knock her down to get her down to about 7. You're down to 6-7.
29-19. And we threw it away. Oh, they say it was touched by Tri-Village. Wow. I didn't see that. Did you?
Fingernail, maybe. It was thin.
It was thin. It was. Here we go with the inbounds pass from Kale Ramel to Owen Judy. Left side to Regan Martin. Regan dribbles off the pick set by Brian Benn. Back to Regan. Regan being guarded by Finkbein. Here's Owen Judy on a
Boom.
Three, and he connects. Owen Judy, he can do that all night long. Just get the shots up there, Owen. Come
maybe,
on, boy.
Maybe he will. Maybe he'll get her going, Rob.
29-22. Three-point shot there by Owen Judy. He has a total of 5 on the night now. Here's a shot up by Sarver. He got it. Lane Sarver.
This is 31-22.
Back to a 9-point game. Owen Judy with the ball.
Yeah, we got a little scuffle there between Gavin and number 5. The Scantlin boy.
Double foul is called. He never did signal to the bench which players he just told them, I guess.
It was Scantlin and Gavin for sure. He come popping through there, and Scantlin gave him a pretty good shove, and Gavin didn't take that very nice.
So double foul is called. Gavin has only 1 foul. Regan Martin right side sidesteps his defender and drills a 3-point shot. 31-25. The lead is back to 6. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms? Call them toll-free at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Tri-Village with the basketball here.
We need a turnover here. We need a turnover.
It looks like they're just trying to play for one, maybe.
Yeah, they go for that last second shot. They've done it now. They did it in the first quarter and tried there in the second quarter, but they turned it over. Now they're going to try it again here at the end of the third.
Indians steal the ball. Kale Ramel with the steal. Now, come on, score, guys. 19 seconds to go. Ramel comes down to the right side. Feeds to Gavin Toby in the corner. Back out to Ramel. Ramel on the left to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling in the lane. Spins, stops.
He had Gavin.
Had Gavin Toby wide open underneath. And Gavin said, I didn't touch it.
80-something.
So Tri-Village has the ball.
Come on, boys. D it up. Don't let them score here.
Down they come, racing down Sarver. In the corner it goes. Shots up and no good by Wilson Suggs.
All right. All right.
Clock runs out. We cut the lead down to six. 31-25. Indians trail by six heading into the final quarter. We're still in this, baby.
You betcha.
So hang on there, guys. Cooper Farms was our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you'd like to check out the many job openings available at Cooper Farms, go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. They have a lot of job opportunities available at Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse heading to the final quarter. The Indians are down by only 6 points. And really, considering how poorly we've played at times, we're fortunate to be only down by six.
Right now, I'd have to agree with you on that, Rob. We just need a couple more shots to fall. I sure would like to have those 5 points here from our 1-for-6 free throw shooting.
Well, Tri-Village has the ball to start things here in the fourth quarter of play. Out front with it is Dalton DeLong over on the left side to Wilson Suggs. Back out to DeLong.
We've won the last two quarters, both quarters 10-8 in favor of the Indians, but we lost the first one by 2 minutes.
Think bind to Sarver. He puts up a shot and hits a 15-footer on the right side by Lane Sarver. Again, not a single senior on this Tri-Village team. All juniors and sophomores. Regan Martin down the lane. He'll stop. Feeds back out to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbles. Back to Gavin Toby. Now on the left to Regan Martin. He goes baseline. Back to Toby. Toby almost traveled, but manages to keep his foot down. Yeah. Owen Judy with the ball now. Here's Cale Rammel on a three-point shot, and he hits it. There's the Cale Rammel we know. Cale Rammel cuts the lead to 5 points, 33-28. 6:52 left to go in the game. Tri-Village 6-0 on the year. Fort Recovery at 4-2 on the year. Back outside with the ball is Finkbein. He'll feed it off to Dalton DeLong, way out at the timeline, guarded by Owen Judy. DeLong dumps it over here on the right to Josh Scantlin. Now here's a backdoor play, up and good.
Number three on the night.
Backdoor play by Lane Sarver, who lays it in. Give DeLong the assist, who hit him with the pass behind the defense. Here's Owen Judy on the right. Lead is back to 7 points. Judy drives to the hole, feeds over here to Regan Martin on the left. Martin says, move out of the way. Here we go. Regan out top on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel to Gavin Toby. Toby dribbles in the lane, feeds it over to Owen Judy.
Good save.
Back out to Toby. Here's K.O. Rammel. Got the three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Lane Sarver. And here come the Tri-Village Patriots with a 7-point lead, 35-28. Just can't seem to make headway on these guys. And here's a foul on Tri-Village. Going to call Wilson Suggs for the foul. So Indians get the ball.
All right, boys, come on now.
Down comes Owen Judy with the basketball. Moves his way to the right, back to the left.
Jeez.
Whoops, almost stolen there. Regan Martin retrieves the ball. Here's Gavin Toby way on the left, back out top. Cale Rammel at the center circle. Left side to Regan Martin. Now there's Gavin Toby down in the corner. Back out to Regan Martin.
We've got to move the ball around here. We're standing there.
Yeah, we need some points, guys.
Yeah, we got to go.
Well, they really have Brian Benn bottled up down
there. Yes, they do,
there.
Man. They work him over when he gets down low. They are definitely keeping a close eye on him.
Here's Toby open, and he banks it in straight on.
Well,
Gavin Toby banks it in from three straight on to make it 35-31. That's the second one of those we've gotten in the last couple of games.
Dylan had one last week. Hey, it doesn't show up in the stat book, though.
Got to get an extra point for that. Here's Sarver firing and missing. A rebound comes to Cale Rammel.
All right.
Lead is 4 points, 35-31. Down to Owen Judy. He'll feed over to Brian Benn.
Nice.
And he is fouled on the play by Lane Sarver. And Brian Benn will be at the line. He could cut this lead back to 2 points.
It's a great pass in there.
How about that, baby?
Owen. Yeah. Great pass in there by Owen. Well, odds are in our favor to make these.
Brian Benn puts it up and got it. Yeah, Brian's pretty good. Pretty good free thrower.
Way to go, Rob.
He'll have one more.
Way to go. You just might have put the jinx to him.
No siree. Two sweet shots. 35-33. Indians only down by two. The crowd says, hey, let's get going here, guys.
Getting fired up.
As small as they are these days. Lane Sarver with the ball out at the center circle, guarded by Gavin Toby. Feeds over to Finkbein. Right side it goes to Sarver. Sarver dribbles. Back out to Justin Finkbein at the top of the key. He will hand off to DeLong.
Oh, yeah.
Moving pick is called on Tri-Village.
Exactly what it was called.
A moving pick called on Finkbein.
Indians now with a crazy chance to tie this thing up or take a lead.
I would have never have thought this. As poorly as we played tonight at times.
That first quarter, I mean, I tell you what, it was like we were sleeping.
That you are so right. Come on, guys. Gavin Toby. Yes!
Boom!
And the Indians have taken the lead. Gavin Toby drills a three to make it 36-35. Fort Recovery on top by one. Here comes Sarver driving in, and he missed the shot. The foul's going to be called on Gavin Toby, I believe. Yep, Toby gets called for the foul.
Look at Gavin smiling out there. That kid, I tell you what, cracks me up.
Lane Sarver will be at the line. Gavin Toby has 6 points, two huge threes here in this quarter. Free throw is up and good by Lane Sarver. He's a smooth kid. He's 6'6", Sarver is, and Finkbein is 6'5".
17 points now for Sarver.
Got it up and good again. Timeout is called by Tri-Village. Indians down by one. We'll have the ball when we come back. Timeout, Tri-Village, 3:03 left to go in the game. It's Tri-Village 37, Fort Recovery 36.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Indians down by one with the ball. Here's Regan Martin on the right side. He'll feed over to Kale Rammel, top of the key. Drives in, back to Judy. Yes! Oh, and Judy puts us ahead 38-37 on about a seven-foot shot.
Nice offense by the Indians, just working it around, found the open guy.
Sarver with the basketball, and Judy knocks it away. Great job by, oh, that was Toby. Toby knocks it away.
He is playing hard right now on defense, buddy. He's got 6 points in the house. He wants a victory.
Gavin Toby knocked that away. He is out there hustling his hind end off, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Tri-Village with the ball. They're down by one, 38-37. There's a corner shot. No good. Rebound comes to Owen Judy. Uh-oh. Missing the shot was Dalton DeLong. Owen Judy with the ball. Boy, a basket here would look really big. Owen Judy hands off to Regan Martin. Martin will give to K.O. Rammel. Rammel stopping. Needs some help. And stolen. No, Regan Martin saves it. Thank goodness. Now Martin circles down towards the hoop. Feeds off to Gavin Toby underneath. Back outside to Owen Judy.
Yeah, he was below the bucket. There was nothing he could do with it down there.
K.O. Rammel with the ball. On the left to Regan Martin. We're down to a minute 52 to go in this game. Fort Recovery leads by one, 38-37. Regan Martin stopping, looking for a teammate. Goes to Owen Judy out at the timeline. Owen will drive around his man. Circles back outside. Come on, officials. They're bumping him. Oh, and Owen Judy threw it away. Miscommunication between Owen and Regan. Goes out of bounds. Now the Indians are back on defense. Still leading by one, but no longer do we have the advantage we did a moment ago. Here's a pass in to Sarver. He'll pass over in the corner on the right. Back out top to DeLong. Back on the left to Lane Sarver. He scores on a three-point shot. And that gives Tri-Village a two-point lead at 40-38. Fort Recovery will bring it up. Need a basket very badly here. 1:02 to go in the contest. Left side to Regan Martin. Martin at the center circle. Dribbles his way to the right side. Back to K.O. Rammel. Rammel lost the ball but picks it up. Owen Judy. Judy turns, fires, and oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Tri-Village with a big advantage now.
We only have two fouls. We got to get aggressive now because we got to foul them five times. Five times in 35 seconds.
And they're going to make us because they're not going to do anything. Timeout, Tri-Village.
Dang it.
30 seconds to go, yes. Not enough team fouls for the Indians. Only three team fouls on Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, here's the situation. 30 seconds to go. And it's 40-38. Full recovery down by two, and unfortunately, Tri-Village has the ball. And Fort Recovery's only committed three fouls, so it's going to be hard for us to foul to get the ball back.
Yeah, we're just going to, almost have to foul before they get it in, but we're playing some unbelievable, deniable defense here.
How about a big steal? Come on, guys. Here goes the inbounds pass. They're having troubles. Having problems. They do get it in.
Oh, he won.
Didn't, no call there. And here's a pass inside, and the foul's going to be called on Gavin Toby. As open there was Finkbein, but Toby fouled him to prevent the basket from going in.
Not sure there wasn't a travel over there on that side court, but in the end, worked out okay if we could miss one of these free throws.
First free throw is up and no good, or it is good. Justin Finkbein hits the free throw. That gives him, and we've shut him down pretty well.
Yeah.
It's been the...
Gives him 13.
Lane Sarver, who's killed us with 21 points. He got both free throws. And unfortunately, we're down by 4 points now, 42-38. Indians need some points in a hurry, and Coach Jim Melton calls timeout. Timeout, Indians. 19.7 seconds to go. The Indians are down by 4, 42-38 with the ball. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
You like for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery has the ball. They need to score in a hurry.
Need to score, get a foul, get a turnover, something. First thing we got to do is put it in the hole now.
Need to score in a hurry and then steal the ball. That's what we need to do. Into Dylan Evers. Evers still with the ball. Hands off to Owen Judy. Now to Regan Martin. Lost it momentarily. Got it back. Fires the three. Almost banked in. Didn't go in. And Tri-Village gets the rebound, and that's going to about do it with 6.5 seconds to go.
The Tribe's in trouble here.
Well, they had the lead briefly here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, got a lead by one.
Sure did.
38-37, but we haven't scored since. Ball's out of bounds. And pass comes in, and that's going to do it. Tri-Village is going to win this game. 42-38.
Sure enough.
Over the Fort Recovery Indians. That was not classy.
They tried to dunk it there.
Sarver came down and tried to dunk it at the end.
After the clock rang.
Coach Melton is not happy about that. Tri-Village a little bit on the cocky side about that.
It wasn't the coolest thing I've seen, that's for sure.
Nope, that's for sure. Game's over, 42-38. Indians lose to Tri-Village. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as the Fort Recovery Indians fall to Tri-Village 42-38. Tri-Village remains unbeaten on the year at 7-0. Indians drop to 4-3 now. Let's go over to Dave with the stats, Dave.
Yeah, unfortunately the Indians do fall to 4-3, but you know, it was a hard-fought game, and we could have folded our tents pretty easy, but we did battle back, and we did take a one-point lead there in the fourth quarter, made it exciting, and just couldn't hold on for the win. But for the Indians, we were led by Regan Martin. He had 13 points. Nice game by Regan. Gavin Toby came in, scored 6 points there in the fourth quarter, hit a couple threes. Owen Judy had 7 points, had another nice three and a couple nice passes. Owen played good, had some nice rebounds. Cale Rammel with 5 points tonight. And Big Benny, you know, they kind of shut him down, and he only got 7 points. Not normally his average, but they double-teamed him, and he worked like a mule in there, but he just couldn't get it in the hole. You know, the Indians scored 5 points in the first quarter. We scored 10 in the second, 10 in the third, and 13 in the fourth quarter for a total of 38 points. We actually won 3 of the 4 quarters, but trailing by 10 after the first quarter was too much to overcome. The thing that killed us, Rob, in my book, again, we took pretty decent care of the ball. Both teams had 11 turnovers in my book, but we were 3-for-8 from the free throw line. For the Patriots, they moved to 7-0, and hats off to them. They were led by Lane Sarber with 21 points and then Justin Finkbein with 14. They scored 15 in the first, 8 in the second, 8 in the third, and 11 in the fourth quarter for a total of 42 points, and they were 8-for-10 from the free throw line. So, you know, we lose this ball game by 4. They shoot 80%, and we're 3-for-8. So, you know, that's the second time we've watched our team struggle from the 15-foot free stripe line, and we got to make those, and it shows.
Nice fourth quarter for us there tonight, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, it was fun to watch and exciting to get back into that ball game. And I thought maybe our senior leadership might take over a little bit. They might crumble some, but they hung in there and got a couple big shots and made their free throws, man. That's the difference in the ball game, plain and simple.
So once again, Regan Martin with 13 and 7 apiece for Owen Judy and Brian Benn, 6 for Gavin Toby, and 5 for Cale Rammel. And for the junior varsity, we were clobbered there, 54-34, as Tri-Village led pretty much from the beginning to the end. We were led in scoring in the JV game by Rex Leverett with 9, 8 apiece for Landon Post and Caleb Evers. It was 5 points for Riggs Toby, 2 apiece for Reese Guggenbiller and Ross Pearson. And the junior varsity team drops to 3-4. The varsity again falls to 4-3.
Yeah, not the way we want to go into the Christmas break, but you know what? Monday night we get a chance to come back and you know, forget about this game. So we just got to enjoy the holiday and come back ready to play ball and try to get back in the winning circle and then move on from there. You know, maybe we get a chance to play these guys down the road sometime again, and we're full power. You know, maybe Schmitty's full back, you know, playing. And, you know, obviously you miss your point guard, right? So we lose this game by 4 points, and realistically, I'd love to win the ball game. But in the end, if we had Derek, I wouldn't be afraid to play these guys again.
Derek Judy still setting the game out tonight with a concussion protocol after hitting his head on the floor against Parkway. And again, Clay Smits tried to come back tonight. He kinked his shoulder right off the bat. Didn't play hardly any again tonight. And I don't know if we're going to see him for a while.
Well, I sure hope that is, just an easy twinge and not something that we're going to have to you know, not see him on the court, because we need that young man out there on the basketball floor with his leadership. So here comes the coach, and I'll hand off my headset to him.
That you'd like to interview
him? No, it's quite all right. You did an awesome job.
There he is. Coach Jim Melton joins us now. Yeah. Well, Coach, certainly a tough opponent tonight, tough opponent tonight in Tri-Village, and we just got off such a sluggish start tonight, but what a comeback at the end, almost got him.
Yeah, you know, I think we won every quarter except for the first quarter. We can't come out flat like that. So they went on a little run and we didn't answer and you know, in the first quarter. But I'm proud of our guys for fighting back, and we had an opportunity to win the game. So, you know, we got to take care of the ball and execute our delay game and get to the free throw line and ice the game. But we, you know, hey, the bottom line is this game will prepare us for down the road. And that's, you know, we're going to take the positives out of this game and move forward.
Well, and I think there was a lot to learn from this game. And boy, poor Benny, he was hemmed in underneath. They really had him defended well.
Yeah, their game plan was to obviously take him away as much as possible. And, you know, you've seen some of the things they were doing versus our continuity offense. And they were just trying to sink their big guys in there and try to double him and, you know, wall up and make it difficult on the big fella.
Once again, Jim Melton with us. The Indians fall to Tri-Village 42-38 tonight. We led 38-37, but that was the last point that we scored before Tri-Village got the key points at the end. And, again, certainly an opportunity for us, though, of all down those last few seconds. But we didn't have enough fouls either.
No, and I was trying to get the guys to understand clock time situation. But, you know, they figured it out, but it was a little late at that point. But, you know, hey, like I said, we're going to take the positives from this and let it, you know, help us prepare us for down the road when we face some more, you know, difficult games like this. So our number one goal is to win the MAC here first and foremost, and then we'll worry about what's after that.
Right, exactly. Derek Jeudy, of course, missing again tonight. You hope to have him back Monday?
Yeah, I really can't answer for that. I really don't know. Now, we don't know. He's still going through the concussion protocol. So,
okay.
I really don't know. And then Clay, kind of his shoulder popped out again. So, you know, I'm not sure what, you know, when we're going to get him back based on, you know, what his pain tolerance is and where he's at as far as, you know, getting that shoulder back. So,
yeah, that was not a good sign. We felt really badly about that. As far as, you know, does that mean he's going to be out for a long time now or
right.
What? So
that was my worry all along. But, you know, Clay's, he's worked hard. He's really eager to get back in there and fight with his Warriors. And it was just unfortunate, but Clay will work through it. He'll be back.
Well, Jim, a lot of teams that got in the situation we were in would have laid down and gone away. But these kids kept in there. And Gavin Toby, wow, what enthusiasm and what a guy he was in fourth quarter.
He brings a lot of energy to the table, both offensive and defensive. You know, I'm proud of him and, you know, just proud of all the guys for the most part. You know, they all battled and, you know, gave us an opportunity to be in the game and have a chance to win. So that's all I can ask for.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for coming up, and we will see you Monday.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, you too. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians fall again 42-38 to the Tri-Village Patriots. Tri-Village remains undefeated on the year at 7-0. Fort Recovery once again drops to 4-3 on the year. And our losses really have been pretty tough for the most part. We could have actually had almost an undefeated record this year.
Well, you know, we had a tough one there at St. Mary's to open the season up. And then I didn't have an opportunity to see the Crestview game, obviously.
That was the one that we really weren't too close at the end. But yeah. I left there feeling like if we would have played the kind of game that we could play, we would have been right in that one. But
but
we were not in the second half.
Right.
So.
And tonight, you know, one turnover. More than one turnover, but one turnover when we were trying to hang on to that 1-point lead there. And to try to do that for 2 minutes when you're getting chased around with a ball like that, it's pretty dang tough. And you know, we just had one player out of position, made a bad pass, and ball goes back to them. And that's the name of the game. And like Coach said, we'll learn from this, and we'll move on, and we're going to get better.
Well, hey, Dave, thanks very much. Appreciate your help tonight.
Absolutely. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Robin. See you Monday night.
You too. And, before we leave, why don't you talk about the Christmas lighting winners real quick?
We had a fun night there on Sunday evening. My family and I, we drive around and take a look at the lights. And, of course, we don't just do it on one night. We spend some time doing it. And made our decisions, and it was fun. The people out there on Butler Street there on the west end of town, which you see coming into town all the time, from Portland, did a heck of a job, and he told me he hand-cut all those things he's got out there, all his decorations, and, man, he put a lot of time in it, and well-deserved the win there, and he gets a $75 merchant gift certificate from the mayor, and then second place went to Cliff and Megan Wendell, and you know, Cliffy's on the council, so I've always told him that he wasn't allowed to win because since he was on the town council, but his wife has been on me for several years, and she always has it looking great. So we gave him second place, and then Brad and Michelle Evers on Sweet Breeze Drive. They ended up in third. So a lot of good lights again this year, and I think people enjoy it, and I certainly do. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, thanks again, Dave. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. See you Monday.
Next game, Fort Recovery against Delphus Jefferson on Monday evening. We'll have it for you on WPGW at 100.9 on your FM dial, and we'll also have it for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com and here on pay-per-view if you were watching on pay-per-view tonight. For Dave Kapp, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant